views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. You know that question, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? It's almost like a little rap, isn't it? Well, you know, we bring you these shows on Friday with Stephanie Dorham because it's all about living in that question and knowing that there are things that each and every one of us wants to do, and yet we just cannot get off the couch to do it. But that's not the theme of today's show. Today's show is our home team show. And our home team show with Stephanie Dorham and a family you're going to meet in a minute is about getting off the couch, filling out an application, having a vision, knowing that this could come true for you, and taking action in your life. And what we do on this show during this hour is we reveal really to you, the listeners, inspiring stories, stories that will encourage each and every one of us to do something, to take an action, to know that your dream could come true. Now, Stephanie Dorham, as you know, is a coaching consultant, and what she does is combines her business experience, her life experiences, into a phenomenal life coaching practice. She is also a hypnotherapist, NLP master practitioner, and the creator of The Inquiring Mind, as well as the producer of The Home Team Show. And for those of you that are wondering, I want to find out more about this, I've got somebody that I want to nominate. It's really easy, and we'll tell you this throughout the show. Hometeam.com, www.hometeam.com. Today we're visiting with Stephanie. We're not going to say where it is because Stephanie will explain why. And we're going to be visiting with a couple of family members as we talk about the unveiling of a dream for a couple that is really just, when am I going to have my new house? How is this going to happen? How do I make my dreams come true? Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today.
How are you?
Did I do better that I didn't mention the place?
Yeah, last time we had a little bubble, but that was okay. It worked
out really well.
You know what? Last time there was a local radio station. The DJ was on his way to work. He drove by, saw the home team bus, looked it up on the internet, and before you know it, they were having a talk radio program all about it. 2 blocks away from us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is awesome.
We had to do some damage control real quickly so the recipient didn't listen, and it happened to be a station that they listened to.
Well, what we should get them to do, wow, this is a great idea. We should find out who the locals are, and they could plug into the show.
Yeah, and then the recipient would know for sure. We wouldn't want that. That was our dilemma.
Yeah, I know. I'm not kidding.
We are somewhere in the United States. We are in the Midwestern states. I'm here today with the family members of our recipient here. We have the recipient's father and grandmother. Mm-hmm. And it is my pleasure to introduce you all. What I would like to do in this particular program is designed to assist people in empowering and transitioning through their life. And you must admit, this is a huge transformational time for your daughter.
Not to say the least.
To say the least.
It is for me, too.
And well, you know what, Smitty? Would you share with me what it is about this that is absolutely so transformational for you? What does this mean to you?
Well, you know, Rachel's come such a long way, and I'd say the last 5 or 6 years. If you would have known her then, you'd have never thought anything. This is the wildest dream that could ever be.
Why is that?
Oh, she was a pistol, man. I can't really go into a lot of detail, but believe me, plenty of nights, this lady, her mother, and myself spent awake thinking about Rachel.
You know, parents worry about their children, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they have to. You know.
Sure. And those were probably something that you look in hindsight that you say, wow, she got through that.
Yeah, she did.
And here she is today. And it was with loving support that helped her through that time.
I think so.
I believe so myself. I have always told Rachel that she was a special girl, that she had special talents artistically. She's very intelligent, but she started going down the slippery slope early. And because of the way she was being brought up, and I kept trying to drag her back. And
kids don't want to be drugged back.
They don't want to be drugged back. No, she fought it all the way. And then as she became 19, 20 years old, she started seeing that this is not what she wanted to be. And tried to turn herself around, but she was still connected with influencing people of the wrong caliber, shall we say. And then, might as well say 4 years ago, she became pregnant, which she thought she would never do because she's had a couple surgical procedures where they told her she would never be able to carry a child.
She had some intestinal disorders, something that they were checking out intestinally?
Actually, she had several BAP tests that always came back nasty.
and so they just didn't think she'd ever be able to conceive?
No, because of the procedures they had to perform, that they would, she'd never hold it. For the term. She'd never get past 3 months if she ever got that far.
And
she became pregnant. Which was a miracle in itself, basically, from what she was told. And then when they did an ultrasound, they discovered she was having twins.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And so that was a double blessing.
She called me and started talking like, Dad, Dad. I said, what? She says, guess what? I says, I don't know. She says, Something good's happening. Everything she said it twice, you know.
Because she was used to giving you bad news.
No. She said it twice because it was twins.
Oh, I see. The double take. The double twins. And so she has
a boy and a girl,
yeah.
Jeanette and John,
yeah.
And they just turned three.
Yep. And they're just
and she calls them her miracle babies.
Beautiful little kids. They really are.
She says that they saved her life.
Yep.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
And she's determined to give them the best life that she can with what she has. And she's doing a wonderful job.
She's doing a fantastic job. If I was going to pick somebody to be an example as a mother, a caring mother, she's number one as far as I can see.
Wow.
I tell anybody that.
Yeah, she's very consistent in what she does. She, from an early age on, I mean that they're still young, early, but from the very beginning, if they weren't going to listen, she explained to them why they should listen, and if they still rebelled, they got timeouts, and they got timeouts like 1 year old, they got 1 minute. 2 years old, they got 2 minutes.
Right.
And so forth.
Well, tell me something. You know, you have indicated that she's gone through this huge transformation
mm-hmm.
in the last, you know, what, 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my question would be along the lines, do you believe that she changed or that who she was authentically emerged?
I think who she was authentically emerged.
And
I
why?
Think she was going through a very rebellious stage, trying to strike back at her mother.
So she was acting out, literally,
exactly.
As we all do. Doesn't
as
matter how old we are.
Right.
And that mm-hmm. she is coming back to true center about who she
mm-hmm.
is.
She's a very loving, caring girl.
Yep.
And she'll do a lot for her friends and her family.
And so in this journey back to her true self as she was emerging, did it just kind of slide right in there, or did, was it bumps and roads?
Oh, no,
or?
There were bumps. There's been bumps.
But she's always been able to overcome them.
What do you think it is that motivates her to stay true to herself beyond the children?
Beyond the children?
Yeah, within her. What is it that brings her back to center?
Well, one of the things I think is that, you know, she's noticed the difference, too, how people respond to her with the way she's doing things.
Oh.
I mean, she sees now that more people respond in a positive way toward her about anything than what they ever used to be.
So it's who we are that we allow others to see.
Right.
Right.
And that they are responding to what they see, just like what I see in you or you see in me, we're responding to each other.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, she knows, she feels that at this point, if she were to backslide, so to speak, she'd be letting an awful lot of people down. That really bothers her, and she doesn't want that to happen.
And she wants to feel good about herself.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
right.
We all do.
Right.
We all
she
wanna...
wants to go back to school, and she obtained her GED, but she wants to start college eventually.
Well, you can talk to Pat about that. She went back to college.
Exactly, and we'll talk about that when we come back from break, because this is an incredible story, and I'd love to ask you a few questions. This is about the power of perseverance. Don't let anybody bust your balloon. Don't let anybody take your dream away or tell you you can't. This is an I Can show today with Stephanie Dorham, the folks from the home team, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back after a word from our fabulous sponsors.
Come along and ride on, fantastic voyage.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I'm here with Stephanie Dorham and the folks from the home team. And we're talking about inspiration. We're talking about what it takes for us to realize that we truly are deserving of the abundance in this world. And also to have people that support us beyond anything we can even imagine. And Stephanie, you know, part of this story is about the support. Part of this is about how folks stepped up and said, wow, we know about that home team thing. Why don't we just fill out the form and send in an application? What is the story behind that?
Do you know, it's so easy. We have the radio program where we give you the direction to the website, www.hometeam.com. You can go there and you can apply for yourself, or you can nominate someone that you know who would like to become the recipient of our home team program. We travel around the country. When we're going into a country, we pull everyone who has submitted on the website, and we send them out questionnaires. Some people may have already bought homes. Some people are not interested at the time. And others have things going on in their life where they would prefer not participating. All of that information comes into us. We review it. We send it out to the producers. We call people. We talk with them on the phone. We see who may be interested, what area they are like to be in, if they would be willing to move within 35 miles of where they currently live. And so all of this information comes in, and before you know it, we're sitting in someone's house every other week. And it's beautiful. We buy the house. The friends and family, there have been such a crew here, Pat, you wouldn't believe it. We have professional painters involved in friends and family. We have people who know electricity. We have all this work going on. It's great. And there's something really special about this particular family. And actually, the reason I couldn't find Grandma is that she was downstairs in the living room talking with someone about a particular instrument that they have brought back to the house. Sheila, would you like to share with Pat what that is?
When Rachel was little, we had a piano, and she was about 4 years old, and she wanted to start playing, pounding on the keys. And so I pulled out some beginner's piano lessons, and she would sit there and work with the beginner's piano lessons. When she was five, I talked to a gentleman, the director of Riverside School of Music, about enrolling her, and she he suggested we wait until she was in first grade. And so I did. It was hard because she really wanted to play the piano. But when I did enroll her, they were amazed at how quickly she went through the beginner books. I mean, she was just flying through them. So they just kept giving her harder and harder pieces. And I would get very frustrated sitting there watching her because she'd be sitting there fidgeting, looking all over the place like she wasn't paying a bit of attention to the teacher. And the teacher would say, okay, now you do this. You understand what I asked you to do? And she'd say, yeah. And she'd turn around on that piano bench and she'd play whatever the teacher was telling her to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And whose piano was this?
This was at the piano school.
The piano
was her mother's. Her mother wanted to learn how to play piano. So she made an agreement with the nuns at the school she was going to while she was in the first grade to go to the convent to do her practicing because we did not have a piano at that time. And when I found out that her mother had made this agreement with the nuns to go to the convent and do the practicing, her father and I bought the piano. So it's been with us since her mother was in the first grade. And then
she hasn't seen this piano in how long?
5 years.
And where is it now?
It's in the living room here waiting for her for Sunday. They will be tuning it tomorrow night. He said it, and even though it was in storage for 5 years, it's still in pretty good shape, and he can get it tuned for her to play. So well, I'm anxious.
You know, there's something that I have in front of me, and I really get a true sense of this, that Rachel, or the individual, has been described as a woman on a mission to provide a better life for her children. And you know, so often we see gifted children, and it's clear to me that Rachel is a gifted child, and we mm-hmm. see gifted children over and over again, and we think, wow, this is absolutely incredible. And at some points in time, we think whoever it is, wow, they're just going to slide through life. They're not going to really have any challenges. Look at the amazing potential. But boom, what happens is one challenge after the other. The difference, however, is the difference between people that are gifted and really continue to take their gifts and to live life full out, and those that don't, are in the choices that they make and their ability to persevere. And I was reading that in this case, not only do we have an individual who doesn't give up, still looking at our future, but is working several jobs. What would you say your hope and your vision is for her and her life?
My hope is for her to continue on the path she is now, with a solid direction for making her life better. She hopes, as I said before, hopes to go back to college and get a degree, she says now, in marketing.
Oh, yes.
I believe she'll do this because she's so focused on providing a better life for her children.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I so encourage that, and all it takes is for her to really declare that, because it's really clear to me that she has what it takes, the perseverance, to really, you know, take that out. Not only that, you know, for me, it feels like she is so supported by you all and so loved.
Oh, she is.
You know, when Rachel was a little girl, she's left-handed, and I used to always tease her about being left-handed. And she used to look at me, she says, Dad, left-handed people are gifted. So
you didn't know she was left-handed there, did you, Pat?
You know, what I'd like to really just ask is, in all of this, is there a wish and a desire from both of you, as you see this beautiful, beautiful home being revealed to her? Is there a desire? Is your dream big? big for Rachel.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, what is,
definitely.
What does it look like for you, Smitty, if you drew a picture on the wall? This wall right here behind us, it's blank, that needs a mural, you know? what would it look like? What would you see her doing and being in all of her life?
Oh, boy, it's hard. Right now, it's hard to say, but I just don't see Rachel being a failure at anything she tries.
Is she going to run a country someday?
I don't think she's going to go that far, but she's definitely...
She could play in the Hall of Fame, the Music Hall of Fame. Isn't that one of the... or piano, no?
I think she's going to do well in business.
Oh,
she really has an attitude toward that way, and she's very, very, very smart. And either the insurance, some insurance business, some business line.
Right.
She's gonna.
In the work that I do with Pat here on Fridays, a lot of the integration with the home team is archetypal consultations, and an archetype is a characteristic. It's a pattern of who we are that we simply have always had. It's not a learned behavior. It's something that we are. Have you ever met anybody, and they're just like the clown of the party?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always been a clown.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at him and go, oh, well, you know that clown over there. Well, that's an archetype. The minute you hear that term, there's a picture that comes to your mind of what a clown looks like, how what they act like, what they say, how they do things. So if you were to, out of this fantasy world, grab a word that described her, and you would want to convey to me with a word like that, how would you describe her, Smitty? There's many words. There's 100. There's a million of them. What would... Oh, you don't know whether or not you want to say it because you're both grinning at each other.
No, I have a word.
Oh.
What would it be with you, Sheila, while he's thinking?
I would say she's actually very nurturing.
Nurturing. All right. Now, and hold that, and I'll describe that to you. Smitty, you tell me.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of the right word.
Well, you just come up with two or three and I'll help you.
I know what Smitty said before. He said she was a pistol.
Oh, she was.
Well, see,
she came in, but now she's got more on track. You
know? Well, that may very well be, but Pat, being a pistol is very very close to Pat's heart.
It certainly is. I'm
and
telling you.
And here
there's
is how I would...
There's nothing wrong with being a pistol.
And how would we translate the term pistol, Pat?
She's a rebel.
Oh, definitely. She was. I can't say that.
You can't was it.
Yeah, you can't.
If you are it, you can't was it.
Yeah.
Because it ain't going away.
Yeah. But, Stephanie, let's talk about that for a minute when we come back from break. Because, you know, when you pull that card for me and it was like a rebel, it was like, okay. You know what I mean? There's the rebel without a cause, and then there's the rebel with a cause.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
It sounds like we have a very gifted individual, supported well by a loving family, who has a dream and a vision for herself, and is nurturing to her children and her family. And all of this gets to be cut across this idea of you are not going to put me in a box. That's right. Right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, more with Stephanie Durham, more with the folks at the home team, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned, everyone.
My name is L, I'm from Queens. I heard about your man, he like the lace shoe with cream. Don't shake him out of Mosquito with Donna jeans, but he slipped up into his rock to a fiend. He be playing like a willy cause he dressed shit up.
Morning.
shaking my booty and not paying attention to the red light. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I'm here with Stephanie Durham and with Smitty and with Sheila, and we are talking about the home team. We're also talking about how you step out and live your dream, how it all comes together. What is the meaning of a sacred contract? What does all of this mean in making the choices that we need to make in life? One of those things I just want to mention as a heads up, for those of you that have sent me emails, I did not announce this, and let me do it now. We are starting our Saturday coast-to-coast syndication Chicago show and Seattle tomorrow at noon. So we will be on air tomorrow, broadcasting from here at noon, and so you can listen to us at the same time. So that is part of our dream and our expansion. All of this is happening through the amazement of technology, and that's how Stephanie Durham is plugged into us today. So thank you all for joining us today.
Isn't that awesome that we got all this? You are just so explosive. I love it. I am so glad you stepped out with that rebel.
There you go. See, that's See? What I want to say. That's what I want to say to the folks sitting here. You know, that rebel may have gotten me into a little trouble, okay? Little trouble growing up. But it also has helped me learn about integrity. And that's what it sounds like we're talking about here. We all have to go through those changes, those being a pistol. I mean, I was called Pat the Brat.
I call Rachel the Brat. I hear Rachel the Brat. In fact, that's how I got her in my phone.
You know, on break, Smitty, you were wondering if you could say something to Pat. You had a story you wanted to share.
Yeah, when Rachel was about, I think, 14, she'd always lived with her mom, you know. And they were having a little rough time, and she came to live with me. And I put her in school, and I thought everything was going to be all hunky-dory. And so she started running around with a different crowd and doing things I didn't care for. And she finally went with the rebel on me and ran away one time. And it took me almost 5 days to find her. And when I did find her, I caught her in a parking lot at the shopping center. And I literally had to sit down on top of her till we could get the authorities to come, because all she wanted to do was fight. And so they came and picked her up, and I told them, hey, take her back to her mother's, you know, let them deal with her, you know. And that really, really bothered me a lot, you know. But we kind of got things back together again. Well, there was an episode she had taken off, and none of us heard from her for months. And then finally one day, she turned up. She was in a little bit of trouble, and we were able to work that out. And it was a long road to get her back on track.
But she went out on the rebel's track.
Yeah, she sure did.
And she had to figure out for herself that she didn't have the direction. And that's the rebel without a cause that Pat's speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
It's this energy to be and to speak out and to make a difference. And when we don't know what we don't know, it's misguided. And as we learn to groom this character within us, we become an advocate for others that like you are, Pat, as an example. And you're out there and you're just doing things that people say, well, you know, I'm not really sure that's the smartest thing to do, but the rebel sees things differently.
Well, she just has made such a turnaround.
Right.
I just can't.
But she's still the rebel.
That's right. And you know what I got to say? You have not ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet from her. Because she is a young individual, and she has looked at her life. She has made some choices that, you know, maybe some of us, well, maybe some of you, would not have made. But here she is, finishing her GED, taking care of herself, working two jobs, playing the piano, definitely gifted, has a vision for her life. She will go to school. And, you know, the deal with all of this is to provide her with the support and encouragement to say, you know what, you can do anything you want in this life.
Yeah.
You can do anything you want in this life.
And, you know, this goes, and all these wonderful ways that you've described Rachel, Pat, is so true. And in addition to that, she's a mother of these two children. Now, Sheila, the archetype.
She's a very, very good mother.
And this is the archetype you bring up. When I asked you earlier what it was, if you could describe her, you said nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, that particular term is the mother archetype. And we can have different mothers archetypes. We can have a devouring mother.
Mm-hmm.
We can have the mean old mother, like what's her name was, with nasty mother. And we have mom, and we have mommy. You know, when you think of the different words, that is the type of mother that someone is. So when you mention nurturing, the empowerment associated with the mother archetype is caring for others,
mm-hmm.
but it's a maternal type of a thing. It doesn't mean that you have to have children.
Right.
To have this mother nurturing archetype. But the shadow associated with the nurturing mother would be a devouring mother. It would be this clingy. It would be this cover. I'm going to protect my children and not allow them to be all that they can be and to be there for them like you all were there for her.
Mm-hmm.
When her time was right, that's a loving, nurturing environment because you're just there. And so you've described two of the 12 archetypes that I use in the work that I do with people to assist them in really calling up all of their authentic self in this every transformation and every opportunity that we meet people is a synchronistically divined opportunity to express ourselves through these little subcontracts of life to fulfill our sacred contracts in life. And so you've got those two archetypes. You only need 10 more, and I can help you out with four of them.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie, one of the things that you also provide, and please clarify this for me, but beyond the beautiful reveal that will happen on Sunday and all of the things that you've done with the family to, you know, beautify the house, let's say, there is also an ongoing process with the recipients. I wonder if you could say a little bit about that.
You know, it's interesting how it starts. It starts with this little house or in a particular area that we acquire on behalf of the recipients, and it's what we call an undervalued property. You pick it up and you dust it off and you paint it off, and all of a sudden you have this value. So when we bring all the friends and family together and we create this barn raising, this community effort, and in this particular case there's paint and there's new windows and there's new flooring, and the house that we're in, although it's in very good condition, we had a fellow live and his wife who had lived in this property for 31 years. And so it was a single owner home that has not been updated. So we're dusting it off and we're updating it. And we, through Home Team, assist the recipient with a substantial down payment. We assist them with closing costs. They go into a 12-month training program about home ownership. We make their payments for a year, and we educate them on how home ownership works. Part of that process is coaching, and coaching through transformation, because it's really great to be handed the lotto, but if you don't know how to manage your finances, it's not going to do you a whole lot of good.
Will there be coaching with her around her continuing education?
The communications that I have had with prior recipients is very personalized.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they want and or need.
Okay, so
it's
you'll cover it.
It's the communication they want or need. I don't require that anybody go anywhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It.
We don't want to go down that path. I don't want to talk about that. Okay, then
okay,
don't.
Okay, good.
That's not what a coach is about. Who do you want to be and what do you want to be and how do I get there?
That's right.
A coach is going to show me that, but I have to do the work. You know, if I'm being coached. So we provide this support system for a whole year. And it assists people with that transformation to become familiar with it. How many of you have ever moved into a new house? And it doesn't feel like a home until you've been there. I don't know how long. It's all relevant. At least 6 months for me before I feel like it's, okay, this might be my home. It's becoming, you start to see the things that are wrong with it maybe. instead of what's all right with it sometimes.
Well, I remember my first home, and, you know, the first time the lights went out, I didn't even know there was something as such as a fuse box, let alone a breaker. You know what I'm saying? Here you are, you go into this home, you think, oh, this is great, and the next thing you know, the lights go out. So you're calling the utility company. But this is not uncommon for first, well, maybe it's a little uncommon for me, but there are things that are new, aren't there, Stephanie? And not just for the recipient, but isn't this all also about the family?
Absolutely. If, you know, the greatest gift of giving is fulfilling. It is more difficult to receive. It's everyone that's here is doing so because they're inspired to be here to assist and to add their contribution. And so, like you said earlier, Smitty, you were talking about having gone through this experience and what it means for you, and I actually don't think you answered that. What does this mean to you? Not to Rachel, not to anybody else here.
Let's hold that question, because we want Smitty to think about that for a minute.
Break.
You know what it's like? It's like in a football game when they call that timeout before the kicker has to kick the goal.
It's like, oh, my God.
Let's take a short break, because, Smitty, you get a few minutes to think about this. And when we come back, we'd love to hear from you. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. To find out more about the home team, how you can nominate friend or family, www.hometeam.com. Check it out. I think there's information about when the show's going to air. All of that's available, and Stephanie will bring us up to speed when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. That's right. Talk radio, no preservatives, no hormones. The deal is, this is the real deal. Real people, real problems, and real solutions right here. That's what we're about. This is about uplifting and inspiring each and every one of you. I hope you have the time to join me tomorrow at noon right here on KKNW AM 1150 and streaming everywhere with a brand new show that we're launching as part of Health Radio Network. And you'll hear much more about that. But right now, we're talking about Stephanie Dorham, the home team, and what she is doing, how she is taking her gift out into the world, her vision to help people. This is what this is about. Ask yourself, who have I helped today? Even if you don't get out there and do it, how are the thoughts that you're holding for someone that's near and dear to you? Are you living in the rage and resentment, or do you see a higher vision for them? That's what this conversation is about today. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today.
I absolutely love doing this part of the home team. I do. By the way, we're in Rachel's bedroom.
Oh.
Yes, that was the nicest, largest room in the house that we could not be interrupted. And it is absolutely my honor to be here at this time to participate in this portion of your lives. I'm blessed to be here, and I thank you for allowing us that.
Thank you
for being here.
As we were talking before the break, now you had time to think about this, and we actually talked about it just a little bit. And one of the most difficult things for us to do is to clearly share with anyone what something means to us, independently, authentically, from our very soul, from the very depths of who we are. And I had asked you before the break, Smitty, what this whole week means to you. And you were tossing around some things. So have you gotten to a point where you can share that at this
now? I think so, yeah.
What would you say?
I would have to say I get a sense of fulfillment, security, knowing that Rachel's going to be in a beautiful neighborhood, a beautiful home, beautiful neighbors.
You said you went and you visited them?
Yeah, yesterday I went and visited some of the neighbors and introduced myself, and they were more than happy to introduce themselves to me. I met some of the children, and there's all kind of little kids around here the same age as my grandkids.
Oh, how perfect.
And oh, absolutely. The one little boy next door says, oh, I finally have somebody to play with.
You know, Pat, one of the synchronistically divine pieces of this also is many times we don't know a lot. Our real estate buyer doesn't know a lot about the family when they have to make the purchase of the homes. And without fail, the community that we're in, the home that we're in, is absolutely perfect for the recipients.
I agree.
And we simply don't know how it happens, but it does. And so you're filled up, and you're whole, and you're feeling satisfied.
Absolutely.
That your daughter is in a place where she can start being whatever rebel she wants with her
dad. Right.
And that she'll be safe.
Oh, yes, very safe. Very
and then
safe.
From there, she takes it on her own.
Right.
What about you, Sheila?
What I felt for myself is the satisfaction that she's finally obtaining her dream, peace, because she's finding herself, the joy of knowing that her neighbors will be welcoming her, and there will be children for her children to play with, good schools when they're able to go to school, or they're able, but, you know,
yeah, when they're old enough, sure.
Old enough, which time flies by so quickly that it'll be no time at all.
Yeah, time does fly quickly. Yeah. This is true.
That she'll be able to focus now more on an education, which makes me happy.
You can rest well at night.
I can rest well.
Good.
More at ease.
Good job. And not only that, you painted a wall or two.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Smitty arranged to get that piano here, Pat. You should have seen that. This truck rolled up. These three men came out. And they're actually people you work with or
right.
have worked with. And this huge upright piano comes strolling down the driveway, and Smitty's walking out there. Now, wait a minute. You can't take it off the truck. I'm not here yet.
Well, isn't that part of this? Isn't that part of everyone really wanting to participate this? I mean, this is really about love. I mean, we're talking about a barn raising, but we're talking about something that happens when people come together with a common cause, and all of that is, overarched by love. Love for the family, love for the individual. And it doesn't matter what she had done in her past. None of that matters. What matters is the moment that we're in right now.
What matters is how we learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
I said that once. I was pretty hard on myself as a kid. And I remember saying to my father, I'd made some mistakes and done some things wrong. And I said, my God, I'm such a dummy. And he said, well, why would you call yourself a dummy? And I said, well, because I'm blah, 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 made a mistake. And he looked at me, and I, even now, the things that our parents said to us, and this was longer ago than I care to admit, he looked at me and he said, dear, did you learn anything? I said, well, yeah. And he said, well, then it wasn't a mistake.
That's like what my father said to me one time when I wanted to give up on something, and he says, I did not raise a quitter.
That's right.
And I have stuck with that. When anything gets tough, I just keep on going, headstrong.
Keep going. Pledging on, but trudging on through.
Trudging on, just working my way through it. And that's what I tried to instill in Rachel.
Yeah. And by leading by example, I'm sure,
exactly.
Being her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the archetypes and our sacred contracts and how we do it, we got to... nurturing rebel here that we're talking about. And this is part of her life's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone remember, our choices affect the outcome. We have the opportunity to have these choices. That remains our personal choice. What am I going to do with it? Yes, life is going to throw us some ball curves or curveballs or whatever you say in baseball. But what we do is make a choice from that point forward, because it leads off onto this path. We still may end up the same place. We just took a different route. We saw more of the world on our way. And so our sacred contracts are fulfilled by all these little subcontracts that we meet. And here we are in a subcontract with each other. That's what this is all about.
You know what's really cool about the rebel? You know what's really
cool?
Tell
me.
I'm going to tell you, because this happened to me this week.
Okay.
I need somebody to step up and get in my face and tell me I can't do something, especially around my dream. And every once in a while, we get a little complacent, don't you? I mean, I hear Sheila and Smitty laughing a little bit.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we get a little bit complacent, and we kind of like, we still have our dream, we still have our vision. And then an angel shows up, doesn't look like an angel, and says, you can't do that. You know what the odds of you doing that is? And so here is an individual. Now, if you put this on paper statistically, as many people do, like you're winning the lottery, you probably look at this, and I don't know who nominated her, but you probably look at this and say, I don't know what kind of chance we have, or I don't know that I can get my GED, or I don't know that I can do that. And all you need is somebody to get in there and fire you up a little bit, and maybe that's the deal with the rebel. Maybe you need to be fired up, but let's do it a little bit differently. Let's have people fire up Rachel in a way that gets her to stay on target. For me, all it takes is somebody in my face telling me I can't do something.
You know, and I think probably for all of us, at time to time, we're all going to have a little bit of that. There are certain people who always have the rebel. And what motivates is, what do you mean I can't?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm more like, okay, I'm going to show you.
Yeah, that sounded
okay, well,
like Rachel.
See, now I don't have the rebel in my chronos like you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's
it's
Rachel.
It like lives
I bet.
There with you, and it sounds like it lives with
she's
Rachel.
You want to bet?
Yeah, see, that's yeah.
Watch me.
Yeah, right. Just watch.
And you know
this.
Why that's important? Because like Rachel and like me, we've overcome obstacles that most people would say we don't have a fat chance to do.
And, you know, this week on Channel 6, new episode, at home there in the Seattle area, we have a young man who is overcoming cancer at a very young age, our Philadelphia episode. Everyone, please, please, you want to be inspired? Watch John.
All right, and we're going to be looking forward to this episode. Thank you all for joining us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.